I wanted to do something a little different this week. Thoughts and prayers are always wonderful. But in the narthex on the book table, I call it the literature table, there's Our Daily Bread, there's Upper Room, and those devotional books are there for your taking, or if you're not able to come to church, give me a call and I'll send you one in the mail. But the ones that are on the book table there, the Upper Room is written by lay people. The Our Daily Bread is written by pastors and teachers. And it's a good little devotional. But when you take the Our Daily Bread from the book table or whatever, and you'll see in the center fold is an envelope. And an envelope there, if you mail it in, they'll send you to your house Our Daily Bread, the monthly version. Now, what's different between the one that you pick up and the one they send to your house is, in my opinion, very special. The one they send to your house, they have the whole scripture that they're talking about, and then they give you an insight on that scripture, and then a devotion that goes along with it. And that's what I'd like to use today for my pastor's thoughts and prayers. You know, I'm not as smart as a lot of people think. I do a lot of studying, but, you know, I'm not that great of a theologian, although I'm trying. But anyhow, today what I'd like to do is for my thoughts and prayers is to use one of the Daily Bread materials. So it's in Psalm 103, verses 7 through 13. New Living Translation says this: He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord's compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not only accurse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As I mentioned before, that word fear, better translated love, for those who love him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he has removed our transgressions or sins from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. And like I say, that's a better word translated love. Now, this is the insight. Now, there's something that I did not know until I studied this particular insight. Book 4 of the Psalms. Now, we look at the Psalms as all one part of the Bible. And I didn't realize, if I didn't realize or if I didn't know, I didn't remember. But the book of Psalms is put into 4 different books. And Psalm 90 through 106 is the shortest of all the 5 collections in the Hebrew Psalter. In books 1 through 3 is the primary focus is on David's experiences as presented through the songs and prayers, and then through other psalmists such as sons of Korah and Asaph, as they also appear. Nevertheless, the focus is on David and his journey of faith, with all the highs and the lows and all the successes and failures that are part of his story. Book 4 responds primarily to the failures of David, David's rule and lineage, by reasserting that God is the one true king that Israel needs. As such, the prayers and the songs of this book focus on God's faithfulness, his goodness, and the hope for Israel. And they could experience those because of those who truly are his people. Now, Book 5, Psalm 107 to 150, calls the people to faithfulness and then closes with a flourish of praise songs in Psalm 146 through 150. Now, I find it interesting that I know that David did not write all the Psalms. It's just like Solomon didn't write all Proverbs. But I didn't realize that the Psalms are put into 4 different books. They focus on all kinds of different things. So I just found that interesting, and I thought I would share it with you. Now, the devotion that goes along with this, and I think all of us at one time either had one or have a grandchild or a son or daughter that had one, was an Etch-a-Sketch. Well, this particular devotion is Etch-a-Sketch Forgiveness. Those little red rectangular boxes are magical, aren't they? And as a kid, I could also play with it for hours. And when I turned one knob on the box, I could create a horizontal line on the screen, turn the other knob in Viola a vertical line. And when I turned the knobs together, they could make diagonal lines, circles, and creative designs. But the real magic came when I turned my Etch-a-Sketch toy upside down, shook it a little, and turned it right side up. And there it was, a blank screen, offering me the opportunity to create a new design again. Now that's the way God's forgiveness works, much like that Etch-a-Sketch. It wipes away our sins, creating a clean canvas for us. Even if we remember the wrongs that we committed, God chooses to forgive and forget. He wipes them out and doesn't hold our sins against us. He doesn't treat us according to our sinful actions, praise be to God, but extends grace through forgiveness. You see, we have a clean slate, a new life awaiting us. And when we seek God's forgiveness, we can be rid of the guilt and the shame because of His amazing gift of love to us. Now, the psalmist reminds us that our sins have been separated from us as far as the east is separated from the west. That's as far away as you can get. So in God's eyes, our sins no longer cling to us like a scarlet letter or a bad drawing. That's the reason to rejoice and thank God for His amazing love and mercy. So the little thoughts that go along with this devotion are this. Why do you think God chooses not to treat you as your actions might deserve? Wow, that's something to really think about. You know, if He did, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies, like what the Apostle Paul said that I really relate to, that if we only had this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God for the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and the promised coming of Jesus again, that our sins are as far as the east is from our west, and God had removed them from us. Praise be to God. The other little question to ponder is, how can you thank Him for separating your sins from you? Wow. You know, it's just like the New Year's Day. We come up with all kind of resolutions and that kind of stuff. But, you know, every day we get a clean slate. That's a wonderful thing. So if we did any sins or anything like that, we can repent, and God will clean the slate. But every day we have a new day, a new chance to develop our relationship with God. You know, it is by faith when we lay our little head down on the pillow and fall asleep. It is by faith that we do that, knowing that we're going to wake up in the morning. But you know, there's no promise of that. But it is by faith. And if we do wake up, then God has given us another chance. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Loving and gracious God, we thank You for Your forgiveness. Remind us that You no longer remember our sins. Well, I hope and pray that you like this little devotion out of the Our Daily Bread. I used to use the Our Daily Bread when I had my radio program. The Word is the way to life. The Word being Jesus is the way to life. Now, we did get two prayer requests this past week at church. And the one came from Joanne Carlson, our new people that's been coming to church with us. And the prayer request is for Michael, Donna, and Michael Jr. And they're just a friend of theirs, an acquaintance. And the prayer is for this, for health, mental and physical health. And I always ask on the little card if it's okay to add it to the prayer line, and they checked yes, and also to place it in the bulletin, in which we will do that. So the other prayer request came from Linda Sassine, for a Ryan, Gorin family. Now, I'm going to spell it because Linda writes a little bit like I do, and sometimes it's a challenge. G-O-R-E-A-N. So its first name is Ryan, and I think the last name is pronounced Gorin. And it's a family member of hers, and she's lifting up this family member for health reasons. And again, she said it's okay to add it to the church prayer chain and also place it in the bulletin for next week. So I hope and pray that if you have any prayer requests, it's always good to come into a prayer of intercession with you and for you. But I hope and pray that you take your prayer request directly to the Father. We have direct access to God through Christ. So I hope and pray that you pray. But it's also good to lift up one another in prayer. So we do that. So it's a wonderful thing. If you want to send us any prayer requests or anything like that, why, just let me know or Phil know, and we'll certainly take care of it. We can mention it on the online service, and we can also mention it in church. Well, you know, prayer is such an important part of our life. God felt it was an important part because he taught the disciples how to pray. And over in John 17, you know what else is just so cool? Jesus prayed for us. Wow, that's so cool. But he told the disciples when they wanted to know if they could talk to the Father or if they could pray, and they said, yeah. He said, I'm going to give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we close this little session with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. Hope to see you in person someday soon. God bless.